are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You know, I just realized how anticlimactic that is. You know, remember Johnny Carson show? It was in Here's Johnny. Or Price is Right, you know, come on down. You're the next contestant on the Price is Right. You guys are kind of run, and then your tube top would fall off. You know, that's the hard part about being in radio. Kind of anticlimactic. You know, I was at the Talkers Magazine conference last week. That's why I was not playing hooky. Trust me. Even when I take off a day of work, I'm working. I am working. So anyway, great conference. A lot of radio big wigs there, you know, so I was trying to pee with the big boys. Yeah, and I did. I went to the men's room. Why not? I could pee standing up. I have a house full of men. I grew up with brothers. I could pee standing up. And I guess Larry King was there. That was nice. You know, but it was interesting because, you know, you think Larry King, you're expected to see all the dots behind him and all the lights. And we're just seeing Larry King there. You know, and so it's interesting in radio. There's not really a lot of spectacular fireworks, things like that, introducing you, you know? And I'm just sitting here in a room. I mean, we got Kyle working the dials. We got Kyle on the case, which is nice. But I'm still basically sitting in a room talking to myself. No studio audience, no guy in a funny suit laughing at my jokes. See, nobody really laughs at my jokes. I mean, I'm thinking you all are thinking my jokes are funny, but you don't get any feedback. So literally, I'm sitting here staring at my papers and my notes, talking to myself. It's kind of lonely. All right, well, try not to keep me lonely. Call in with your medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You can also email me at drdahlia.com. You can follow me on Twitter. You can tweet me. You can Facebook me. My husband's not around. Even super poke me. I am in that kind of a mood. Okay, a lot to talk about today. Apparently, the HPV virus. This isn't going away. That's a virus, right, causing cervical cancer, genital warts, throat cancer. Now has been linked to heart attack in women. The HPV, I mean, they just don't want us having sex, do they? I think so, right? Also, the U.S. Preventative Task Force has come up with more recommendations as if we give a hair and do. And, there's another salmonella outbreak. Eggs are back at it again. I got to tell you guys, we're going to have to go back to Count Chocula. All right, now, I was out of town for a little bit, so I know some of your calls have piled up. So we're going to go to the phone lines because I want to hear some of the stuff you had asked when I was gone. So let's go to the phone lines, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Well, this is a stretch. I don't know if you want to comment on it. There's kind of a phenomena in human sexuality. It's the heterosexual cross-dresser, not the transgender. Not the gay person. This is the straight transvestite. And they're the most misunderstood and loneliest of the genders. And I don't know if there's medical causes for it or if it's environment or human nature. But do you have any input?
On transvestites? Oh, I love to talk about transvestites. Did you all hear me in the background when he was asking that question? Didn't I sound good? Do I really sound that good? I sounded like one of the, like, real radio hosts. I sound like one of the big boys. But I didn't realize I sounded so good. I'm supposed to tell you guys, when you call with your medical questions, have me off in the background, even though that was when I was out of town. But damn, I bet I look good, too. I bet I look good. Okay, transvestites. Okay, interesting. Actually, I want to talk about this if we have some time. All right, so transvestites are people that like to cross-dress. They like to dress in other people's clothes. However, they are not gay, right? And when I was in medical school, they were not supposed to be transgender either. These were people that just wanted to wear other people's clothes. Now, I was always fearful that I would be considered as a cross-dresser because I loved wearing my husband's clothes. I thought it was so sexy to wear his flannel shirt, you know, unbuttoned a couple buttons, you know, just, you know, but I just thought he would like that. And I just loved wearing his clothes. And then I noticed that, you know, his underwear was easier to wear than my underwear. And I mean, you know, so sometimes I'll just sleep in a shirt and boxers, or I'll sleep with, well, let me see, what do I sleep in? I have these camouflage pants, and I have, like, some camouflage clothes. So somebody could say, gosh, Dahlia, you're dressing like a guy, like a tomboy. No, I'm not. It's just what they have in the women's section for sleep, you know, there's ruffles, and, you know, it's supposed to be kind of like see. I don't want to wear see-through to bed. I want to get some sleep. I don't want my husband aroused. I want to go to bed. I'm not going to wear anything see-through to go to bed. I mean, I'm going to wear something that I could sleep in, you know, and Lord have mercy, if I have my period, there's no way I'm going to want anything expensive or a delicate worn during the night. You know, remember, always is supposed to have wings, but those wings don't always work. So, yeah, you know, okay, but true cross-dressing is where you actually, especially men wearing females' clothes, actually get sexually enticed by feeling female clothes on you. So when I was in training, we were taught that the actual transvestite is very heterosexual, very manly, and is so turned on by women's underwear that they like the feel of it against them. So they wear it all day long. Now, in the last 10 years, however, there's been studies showing that a very small group of them are actually transgender, have transgender issues where they do want to be a woman. And some transvestites have actually had sex changes. But that goes, I mean, but the true definition of a transvestite is someone that just wants to wear clothes of the opposite sex. It's as simple as that. They aren't supposed to have a psychological issue. They aren't supposed to have a desire for homosexuality. They aren't supposed to be perverted. It's just they just want to wear clothes from the opposite sex. Now, I always was confused by that because I don't know about you all, but I wear women's underwear throughout the day. Now, for any of you that have never worn women's underwear, it cuts. It cuts into you. The bras, the underwire, you bleed. At the end of the day, you are bleeding. You're bleeding out your boob, right? The elastic is ripping into your skin. I mean, it's miserable. So I really don't understand why men would want. It is the most uncomfortable thing we have to wear as we go throughout the day. You all complain about jock straps. That's nothing. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Freeze-dry guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering freeze-dry guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Dr. Dolly Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, you know, we were talking about 20% before the break, we were talking about how 20% of women will have heart disease that have actually never had high cholesterol. Now, some of you have asked in emails, and I'm sorry if I haven't read all the emails on air. I mean, I know now that my show is expanded to 3 hours, I still don't feel like I'm able to give you all the information I need to. but a lot of your emails have been around this whole VAP cholesterol panel or NMR profile where they give you the, the particles, the LDL particles. I have people say, Dahlia, should I spend the extra money to find out my particles for LDL? Now, I'm going to tell you something. When those panels first came out, now, you know, the original panel was just your cholesterol, total cholesterol, and then your HDL. Then we expanded it to the LDL, which is the bad cholesterol, and then the triglycerides. So we've talked about on the show basically the difference between good cholesterol and bad cholesterol. Bad cholesterol usually clogs your arteries. A good cholesterol kind of is like a scavenger and dumps out the cholesterol. So you want more good cholesterol and you want less bad. Now, what they found is when they kind of divvy up the bad cholesterol, the LDL, and they look to see if you have very small, dense particles or if you have large, fluffy particles, they'll actually see people with normal LDLs, normal bad cholesterol, have tons of the bad kind. I mean, when they divvy up that LDL and separate it out, you could still have some very, very nasty bad cholesterol, which explains why some people have heart attacks when their cholesterol is quote-unquote normal. You know, when I was in medical school, I got in trouble. Well, I got in trouble a lot in medical school. Right, but one of the very first, I was very, very early in my training, and I was taking care of a patient in the coronary care unit, had a heart attack, and I was allowed to discharge him. So I was supposed to write his medicine. So I wrote his beta blocker for his blood pressure. I wrote his aspirin, right? You know, wanted him to have cardiac rehab, et cetera. But I didn't give him a cholesterol medication. So he's getting ready to discharge, and the doctor comes in to oversee what I did. He starts screaming at the top of his lungs. Like, what is this? You didn't give him a cholesterol medication. And I go, but his cholesterol was only 180. Right, normal's 200. The guy's cholesterol's good. Why would I give him a cholesterol medicine? Okay, remember, I was a medical student, okay? All right, so, of course, you know, he starts screaming at me. You dumb idiot. I can't say what he said. All right. Blonde. I was blonde at the time. You dumb blonde. I mean, my real blonde. Now I kind of dye my hair darker so my real blonde roots don't come out. And he goes, Dahlia, if he's in here in the coronary care unit for having a heart attack, then obviously his cholesterol was too high for him. Okay, now I really didn't like, you know, having people pop pills. I really didn't like pushing pills. So, of course, my instinct was his cholesterol wasn't high. I'm not going to give him cholesterol medicine. But the doctor's right. You don't really treat a person based on a number. Just because somebody's cholesterol was 20 points below the upper limit of normal doesn't mean he doesn't have high cholesterol. That could be too high for him. You know, the doctor was 100% right. I mean, I got yelled at a lot in medical school. I usually disagreed with the verdict, but in this particular case, he was right. So we wrote him a cholesterol medication, et cetera. Now, we have ways to show us doctors and medical students that the cholesterol is high because you look up the particles. You look up the LDL particles. You got the very small, dense ones, which clog the heart arteries, and then you got the light, fluffy ones that can kind of circulate through your circulation a little bit easier so they don't seem to clog as much. So you can take a person now with normal cholesterol, divvy up their VAP, and see exactly what they're dealing with. And so I think there's a lot of benefit. Now, if you already have bad cholesterol, there's a lot of cardiologists will say you don't need it because I'm going to treat you anyway. Save yourself the $100, $150 or whatever it costs. Now, and so I don't run these panels as often as I used to because most of my patients have high cholesterol. So I'm assuming they are bad. I mean, I am now assuming whatever cholesterol level you have could be bad for you. Because I've seen the wrong artery at the wrong place at the wrong time. I've seen people with triglycerides in the 2000s not get a heart attack. Yet I've seen people with normal triglycerides and normal cholesterol have a heart attack. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm assuming you're bad anyway and I'm going to treat you. Now, if you have somebody who's like, no, I don't want treatment. I want to do it the natural way. I'm going to eat my oatmeal every day and take my fiber. You know, but then good. Good. I mean, I'd rather you try to do this naturally. I don't like the idea of you being on a pill for life. So try to poop it out. Take your fiber and eat your oatmeal. I think that's great. I think it's wonderful. But if we see that your dense particles are 2,000, 3,000, maybe that'll tell us, okay, we may have to be a little aggressive. So try the diet. Try the exercise, because you're going to be on diet and exercise anyway, so you might as well get used to it. But if your particles don't budge, we got a problem. We got to probably start a medication. Okay, so I do think it's very, very valuable. You know, I'm sorry that we make farting sounds on this show. I'm actually really, really sorry, because I got a call from my kid's teacher. Oh, this was horrible. I got a call from her today. And she said that my son is disrupting the class. And I'm like, okay, you know, what else is new? I mean, that's just what my kids do. She said, apparently, they were talking about natural gas. And she said, can somebody give me an example? Sorry. I'm sorry. Very serious. Very serious. My boy's a bad boy. Anyway, she goes, can somebody give me an example of natural gas? So, of course, my son goes, and of course, I'm so proud of him. I'm so proud of him. I got a bad boy, bad boy, very bad boy. So, anyway, so all the kids giggle. Teacher kicks him out of the class. Yeah, you know, she goes, you can't be disrupting the class like that. You know, I mean, it is not appropriate to make the classroom laugh. See, I got to tell you, I really need to yell at him tonight. I really do. But it just, my heart is so full of pride. I mean, I shed a tear. And, of course, the teacher's mad at me because I was giggling on the phone. These stories keep coming up. And it was the comedic timing. You can't teach comedic timing. I mean, he may be getting a D, right, in history or whatever she called me on. But I got to tell you, my baby has comedic timing. I have never been more proud. Never been more proud. All right. Okay. All right. So back to the heart. Oh, gosh. Now, Daddy's not going to be too happy with this one. The guy's brilliant. Natural gas. Love it. Okay. Soy protein. Soy protein, now, they say, can actually improve your lipid profile. Now, I don't know about you guys, but when I eat protein, you know, I want steak. But they say actually soy protein. They actually found that soy protein, milk protein, or complex carbohydrate from wheat, for 8 weeks, they found... Okay, oh my gosh, I'm sorry, I'm reading something at a 6-point font, and I don't have my reading glasses. I refuse to wear reading glasses because I'm in my 40s. All right, well, anyway, they found that the total cholesterol reduced and the HDL increased if you ate soy protein. All right, soy protein as opposed to dairy. Where do you get soy protein? Is that edamame's? Is edamame soy? I don't even know. You know what? I'm sorry. That doesn't sound good. I'd rather eat less of the protein and do 100 Kegels to try to burn it off. I don't know. I don't think I could eat soy protein. But for some of you into soy protein, all right, go for it. Okay, speaking of protein, now there's another egg salmonella recall. Minnesota eggs recalled in salmonella probe. Uh-oh, they're probing. They're probing eggs. I'd be careful if you're probing eggs because you probably crack the egg and it'll spill all over you. They say Larry Schultz Organic Farm in Owatonna, Minnesota, is recalling organic eggs after at least 6 people became ill from salmonella. Okay, are people becoming ill because they're not cooking the eggs? Is that why they're becoming ill? Or is there salmonella on the egg? I don't get this. I bet you're supposed to cook your eggs. Department of Agriculture is investigating salmonella infections, which took place between August 12th and September 24th. That was a while back. 6 people were infected, 3 were hospitalized, but have recovered. They said they ate eggs. And they're just talking about which ones have been recalled. I'm sure the eggs are already old. They say salmonella, we know salmonella can cause problems, bloody stool, etc. They say to prevent illness, consumers should cook the eggs. Well, of course. Oh, some of you are probably doing the Rocky thing where you're cracking the eggs in a glass. Don't be doing that. That's disgusting. Don't be eating raw eggs. All right. And then sunny side up. Sunny side up is stupid. It's disgusting. I mean, I know you like the happy face. I get it. You know, you want to start your day. You want to have a happy face. You sunny side up eggs. Don't do it, okay? You got to cook your eggs. You know where I get my eggs? In my Egg McMuffin. No, that's bad. That's bad. All right. No, I scramble them up good. I do mommy eggs for my kids, and I blow some kisses into it. You scramble them up good. Really, people. Sunny side up. All right, if this is your stop, you all have a great rest of the day. If not, stay on the highway with us. We're rocking and rolling here on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, you know, we were talking about 20% before the break. We were talking about how 20% of...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WISEFoodStorage.com. WISEFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. Are the cans of soup and extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through? The 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Rex on the line. Hey, Rex, thank you for being patient. Where are you calling from?
Well, I'm calling from Nebraska, and I was wondering if you knew about the wonderful cancer dichloroacetate.
It's a cancer?
Anti-cancer drug called dichloroacetate.
Oh, anti-cancer drug. Okay, yeah, because I don't. Cancers usually don't have that funny a name. No, I'm not too familiar with it. Why? Do you have cancer?
Well, no, yes, I do. And my son had Hodgkin's disease, and we were able to control that with dichloroacetate, DCA. DCA.
Is that what they're saying is like the cancer cure? But you say you've actually seen it work?
Absolutely. I have absolutely seen it work. And
I know what you're talking about now.
Okay. It's up in Canada. I mean, you can go to the DCASite.com and read all about it. And it's not my website. I don't have anything to do with it. But it's a wonderful thing. Everyone should look into this because it's healed my son from Hodgkin's disease, and it's healed me from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Honestly, Rex, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate your call. You know, it's interesting. I'll have people, I remember somebody saying there was an MSG and that was, there was like a lung cancer patient and somebody was taking an MSG or MSM. Sorry about that. It was MSM. And you hear of these reports and I'm going to tell you something. Okay. Even though I'm a regular medical doctor and I do regular medical, you know, medicine, and I will refer you to a hematologist, oncologist, and let them do the chemotherapeutic agents, et cetera. The one thing I have to tell you is whenever I hear of a story that these things cured their cancer, I'm going to listen. And the reason I'm going to listen, and I know a lot of people are like, well, that's just witch medicine, all that. But no, but here's my thing. Many of these people that claim that they've actually taken these medications say they weren't on any other there's many different types. You got your doxorubicin, there's many different types of chemotherapeutic agents, but they'll say that they did it without any of these agents. They took this and it's gone. And I really do believe that maybe for 1 in 1,000 or 1 million or whatnot, there are certain products out there that would just jive with your body. The problem is there's so many people that fail with it, like Steve Jobs. You know, when we found out that Steve Jobs was trying to use homeopathics and alternative medicine for his cancer, and then we found out it didn't work, you know, we found that out just recently in the last couple of weeks, that Steve Jobs with his pancreatic cancer had originally declined going through with conventional medicine, and then 9 months later decided to do something. You know, I'm one of the people that, you know, want to say, oh, I wish that would have worked. Because I think undergoing chemotherapy is just, I agree. I mean, it's so difficult for people. It's barbaric. I mean, even though it's something we have to do, we have to do it. But, you know, God forbid, I wouldn't wish anybody going on chemotherapy, you know, even my worst enemy. I mean, it is very, very difficult. I have a patient whose husband, he's in his 40s, just diagnosed with colon cancer stage 4, is undergoing his chemotherapy, vomiting, et cetera. So, I mean, if there is a cheaper alternative, if there is something that can actually work, I am dying to see the research on that. The only thing is again, nobody is going to take that chance. I had a lady who came to our practice who was seeing a homeopath for years, and she had breast cancer. The homeopath kept telling her, please get this treated. Please go and get this treated. And she wouldn't do it. Finally, she comes to us with stage 4 breast cancer, breast completely emaciated. There was nothing we could do. I mean, we sent her to the oncologist and the surgeon, et cetera, and she died. So the problem is we see more cases of people using these alternative treatments that don't work. Do I think that there's a person out there where this will work on? Well, yes. I mean, here we have Rex that called in saying it worked on me and my son. So I'm not going to disbelieve it. It just, unfortunately, because of liability, if a doctor says don't go to chemotherapy and conventional treatment to take this, we wouldn't be around to talk about it. It wouldn't happen. In fact, I mean, you know, it's a very dangerous way for us to practice medicine, especially with our litigious society. So, I know it's kind of a shock, but I really love to hear these stories. You know, I really, really do, because I think there are things out there that, because I have patients swear by it, man. They go, run tests on me, Dahlia, I'm here. And no, I don't think they're kooky at all. It's just, unfortunately, nobody researches these things. I mean, this product, this DCA, if there's not a pharmaceutical company that's going to be making a lot of money or being able to compete with the chemotherapy agents that are out here now, right, to show that the DCA works, they're not going to be able to, encourage us to buy it. They're not going to be able to prove what they need to prove. You need money, right? You need studies. You need FDA approval for us to be able to use them in widespread medicine. Frustrating. But anyway, thank you, Rex, for your call. All right, so, you know, we were talking about before the break how HPV, human papillomavirus, may be linked to heart attack, stroke, etc. human papillomavirus. We've talked about this. Genital warts, cervical cancer, throat cancer. Now, heart disease. Heart disease. Now, the reason why they're even entertaining this, okay, they're even entertaining this, is because 20% of people that have a heart attack never had high cholesterol. They don't have high cholesterol. They don't have a family history. We don't know why these people get a heart attack. We had a 25-year-old female in our practice had heart disease. Nothing was wrong with the heart in terms of valves and structure. She just did. All right? So now they're going back. Well, let's see if these people had HPV. So they say for every 55 females that have HPV, one will have a heart attack or stroke. They say women with HPV infection are 2.3 times more likely to have heart attack or stroke than women who are not infected with these strains of HPV. Plus, we know that men have more heart attacks than women usually until women are menopausal. So maybe if men, because men are carrying HPV now, they're carrying it in the mouth. Men carry HPV too. We just don't test for it as widely as we test for women. So do I believe that a genital wart virus could cause a heart attack? Well, yeah. You know, you tell somebody they got genital warts, their heart probably skips a beat. But, I mean, you know, what do you do with that? This is very hard to eradicate. Now, they say, all right, vaccinate people. But they're only vaccinating people up to age 26. They're not vaccinating us older folk, right? All right? If any of us have a cheating spouse, we're stuck. And that's kind of frustrating. But, yeah, I hate that. I hate thinking, you know what I can't stand? I had to fill something out the other day. And you know how you used to fill out, you know, you'd circle the bubbles, 25 to 29, you'd circle that bubble. And I can't do that one anymore. Right? 30 to 35, can't do that one anymore. 36 to 39, can't do that one anymore. This is depressing. I mean, there's not that many bubbles left to fill out. Lord have mercy. Okay, so I'm sure you all have heard the U.S. Preventive Task Force is now saying, you know what? Just do pap smears on women aged 20 to 65, that's it. You don't need to do it before. You don't need to do it after. Now, of course, a lot of us doctors are like, what? Stupid say what? All right, yes, the task force is now saying that women between the ages of 20 to 65 can have their screening pap smears, but they wouldn't recommend it younger than 20 or older than 65. Actually, this is a study that has come out in the October 17th Annals of Internal Medicine. Well, that's a fun read. Yeah, that's a good one. Annals. I hate that, annals. You know, I mean, when you work with as much anus as we do, it looks like anals. All right, I don't think I like this a lot. I mean, here's the thing. You tell a 65-year-old woman she never has to go to the gynecologist. Who's watching her ovaries for ovarian cancer? Who's watching her for vaginal cancer? Who's reminding her to get her mammograms and doing her breast exams? You guys, we talked about this. We've talked about this on my show at great length. If we tell you, you don't have to. You know, you don't have to go to the doctor to get checked for one small test, then they're going to say, they're not going to go. You know, I mean, we really, really.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins. toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And don't forget, we are booking for the Alaskan cruise. We're going to Alaska next June. Please look at my website at drdahlia.com and get some information on that because we would love to take you with us. We're already booking. Okay, so, you know, we were just talking about the, you know, task force and new guidelines for pap smears where they only want 20 to 65. And, you know, it's funny, I had a gentleman that actually lives in Canada and comes and visits the States once a year, I believe, during the winter season. And, of course, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so it's still 80 degrees out here. I mean, we are coming into deep fall, and we're sweating. I mean, just I have the air conditioning on right now, either that or I'm hot flashing. So he comes in, and they were, of course, I was, you know, talking to the family about Canadian healthcare, and he said that he had prostate cancer, And it had spread, and thank heavens he was able to come to the States and get treatment because he couldn't wait. The waiting list was so long. He would have gotten treatment, but he didn't want to wait. You know, now, the only thing is things are changing in America, I told him. I go, the U.S. Task Force, they actually are starting to recommend against screening for PSAs and prostate cancer. Like, it's not worth the psychological trauma. You know, so the grass always looks greener. We may actually have to go to Canada for our health care. Do you guys realize that? If all these task force recommendations say don't do this, don't do that, and then the insurance companies go, well, I don't have to pay for it, and Medicare says I don't have to pay for it, we may actually have to go elsewhere for our health care. Isn't that crazy? All right, Canadians are coming over here. We're going over there. See ya. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, Doc.
Hello.
Just a question on this task force. You said they're a panel of experts. Are they actually experts, or are they just somebody with a title? Do they even know what the hell they're talking about?
No. No, they don't. They don't. Okay, you know what? Okay, U.S. Preventative Task Forces. Let me type this in. Okay, it says here solicitation for nominations for members. Honestly, maybe all of us. Okay, so here we go. I'm reading this off. Okay. They say the USPSTF, boy, that's too many letters, right? The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force is a standing panel of standing. They stand? No wonder. They're probably ticked. They probably want to get out of the room because they have to stand. So they rush with their half-assed decisions. Okay, a standing panel of outside experts that make evidence-based recommendations to the healthcare community. All right, so they're claiming they're looking at evidence-based, okay, meaning, you know, how many people with a positive PSA truly has prostate cancer, how many people live long enough to have the prostate cancer treated, et cetera, all right? They make these recommendations to the healthcare community, and we don't want them, and the public regarding the provision of clinical prevalence service, preventative services. New members are selected each year to replace approximately one quarter of the original USPSTF members. Oh, okay, so that means you're on there for 4 years. So if you get a dodo, he's stuck on there for 4 years, but every year they take over a quarter of them. Those who are completing their appointment, individuals nominated but not appointed previous years, as well as those newly nominated, are considered in the annual selection process. Now, the task force meets 3 times a year for 2 days. In the Washington, D.C. area. Oh, good trip. This may be cush, guys. Those of you out of work, this might be kind of interesting. Did they say how much you make? Between meetings, members' duties include reviewing and preparing comments off-site on systematic evidence. Oh, I got some comments for you. Prior to discussing and making recommendations. Why don't they ask me? Ask me, all right? I'm a doctor. I take care of patients. They draft final recommendation documents. They participate in work groups. Oh, boy. I think they're having parties. I don't think they're working at all. All right. Okay. Now, to obtain a diversity of perspectives and enhance opportunities, they encourage nominations of women. Okay. So that could be me. Members of minority populations and persons with disabilities. Interested individuals can self-nominate. Do you guys want to self-nominate? Okay. Organizations and individuals may nominate one or more persons qualified. Okay, so to be qualified, you have to have knowledge and experience in the critical evaluation of research published in peer-reviewed literature and in the methods of evidence review. I guess what that means is we got to be able to read through these boring articles. Okay, that wouldn't be me. I fall asleep. Number two, you have to understand and experience. Oh, you have to have understanding and experience in the application of synthesized evidence to clinical decision-making and our policy. I don't have any experience in synthesizing my evidence. I don't think you could, you know, synthesize evidence. I thought evidence has to be proven. I'm lost. Number three, expertise in disease prevention and health promotion. Okay, that would be me. All right, I could do that. Number four, ability to work collaboratively with peers. Oh, no. No, you get me in a room with a bunch of people standing, making stupid recommendations. That's not going to fly. For 4 years, that's not going to fly. I mean, maybe a free trip to Washington, D.C. I'll bite my tongue when they tick me off. Five, clinical expertise in the primary health care of children and or adults and or expertise in counseling and behavioral interventions for primary care patients. Okay, so it sounds like you have to have some knowledge base. You know what they need to do? I think you're right. You know what they need to do?
they need to let us see who's on the list. I should try to Google that. Maybe I'll Google that on break and actually what their qualifications are. Right, like the Surgeon General. She's a family medicine doctor, I think. Okay, you know, I mean, she hasn't done anything. I don't really know. I think she talked about hair, you know, something about hair and marathons. I really don't remember. It wasn't that groundbreaking. At least C.R. Coop. I mean, he was on the news all the time. I mean, he was stirred up Coop. I mean, he was Coop that is. I mean, he was really, really active. But I don't really know what's going on here with the other Surgeon General. But not that's a task force, but I mean, you want somebody that actually really does understand these articles. I mean, that's what I've been doing with you all. I've been reading these articles and taking a look at them and saying, okay, you know, they're only testing 12 people. Is this really worth it? But I'm going to tell you guys something, okay? And I don't want to say this, and I don't want to say this on air, but when these task force experts tell us that the cost-benefit analysis shows us that it would be too costly to do these tests, and there are more negatives than positives, etc., they probably are right. I just don't give a heart and doot. Okay? I don't give a damn if we may be overdiagnosing. That's why my patients love me. I mean, that's why people come to me. That's why people listen to me, because I say, we're going to go on the hunt. Your father had prostate cancer. Your brother had prostate cancer. You're worried about something and your PSA is normal, but it bumped up a little bit. We will check to see if you have cancer. Of course. I mean, the task force a lot of times is probably right. You know, we're probably, you know, running PSAs on so many people. It's probably costing a lot of money. In terms of money, they may be right, but I don't care. We live in America, for crying out loud. This is we're supposed to have the best medical system possible, and we do, because we find cancer early. We find cancer before you even get the cancer. That's what we do. I mean, Wanda Sykes, she had a bilateral mastectomy because they found early breast cancer. Okay, why? Because of a screening mammogram. Women in their 30s, like that E! Hollywood Reporter and Christina Applegate, they were in their 30s when they had their breast cancer found. I'm proud of that. I am proud that we could find cancer before other countries. We could find cancer before we have to tell you, sorry, it's too late. There's one gentleman who's undergoing chemo for stage 4 colon cancer. He's only 46, which means his colon cancer must have started in his 30s. We don't screen for people in their 30s. We screen for people in their 50s. Maybe if there's a family history, screen in their 40s, which is why some, you know, doctors are now recommending, let's start screening men maybe in their 40s routinely. I mean, the guy's too young. I can't stand it when I hear somebody's being told they have stage 4 cancer and they're young. So you bet your ass I want to screen people early. I don't care if the task force is right. We're human beings. We show love, we show compassion, and we show that we give a damn. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.